Peace to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, the Christmas tree's up here. Folks gathered on Saturday afternoon and put it up, put the lights on, and had a good time. Put up the manger and the one up here and the one outside too. And I'm not going to talk about Christmas trees, but we are going to talk about the trees of Advent through the Advent season, these next three Wednesday nights and then Christmas Day. For me, I've always loved trees. Ever since I was a little kid, I always wanted to climb up high in a tree because for a little person, getting way up there, not only does it put a new perspective on a big world when you're looking down at everything, but it gives you this sense of power climbing trees. And then later on, when I was a junior high kid, learned how to swing on trees. Birch trees, if you know those white birch trees, they have a certain spring to them. So what you do is you find just the right tree, and you can do it two ways. You can either climb up a stout tree and then jump over to a younger tree and swing that to the ground. Or if you're really daring, you can shinny up the skinny tree and then launch out. And whichever way you launch out, you do it right, that birch tree will lower you right down to the ground. The only problem with that, as I later learned, is that those birch trees don't quite stand up as straight as they did after a kid swings on them. So the woods behind my folks' house, most of them are probably still bent over to this day. Later on, a poem by Robert Frost taught me that one could do worse than be a swinger of birches. But trees have been a part of mankind since the very beginning. The Bible reveals trees to be the first source of food. We were gatherers there in the Garden of Eden. Now, that's a kind of work, but a much easier work than we do today. You know, you're hungry, you just go out and say, oh, what delicious fruit would you like to have today, honey? And you just go pick all you want. And yet there was that one tree that had had a fruit of a different kind of sweetness, a tree that God prohibited. The only restriction he put on human beings in the world was not to eat of that tree. But that was just too much. For that tree of the knowledge of good and evil looked too good to the first man and woman. And what great sadness came when that first temptation overtook our race. Because the perfect world that we were given was now shattered. And the fruit that was so beautiful now became a poison. Not only to our first parents there in paradise, but we are under that curse as well today. The curse of sin, the curse of death. Let it be known that God did not invent death, but sin, our sin, brought death on the world. And we cannot leave the world but pass through it. Each of us has eaten that delicious fruit. There are many varieties today, you name it. Lusts of the flesh, fear, rebellion, covetousness, or that great sin of the pre-Christmas season, greed. Why do I say that? You read the news last week. What happened at Walmart on Friday last week out east? Employee trampled to death because people wanted to buy electronics. And we say, oh, they weren't thinking, but it was greed. Greed that overtook them and ended somebody's life. We've turned the celebration of the birth of Jesus into a festival of greed. Nothing wrong with giving presents. But let's remember why we give presents. It's the birth of God's Son. God had a plan, and that's what Advent is about, reviewing the plan of God. His plan for the world, to bring a Savior. His plan for you personally, to bring someone to carry your sins for you. A rescue mission, actually. God was planning to rescue humanity, rescue all of us by coming into the world. Now, the first sign of God's grace in the Bible, I think, is that God moved us out of the garden, away from that tree. And that's good and gracious because there was another tree that he didn't want us to get our hands on. Sister to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of life, of which we've just sung in this beautiful hymn. He moved us out of reach, so we could not eat that fruit that brings everlasting life. Not yet. And he moved that tree somewhere else. A divine transplanting, if you will. This is gracious because a life here in this world forever would be an unbearable sentence. Oh yes, people in history have tried to find the secret to eternal life, the fountain of youth, even our medicines and medical procedures to try to extend life, but they have their limits, thank goodness. You think you'd like to live a long life? Well, maybe so now, but ask some of my friends who are 90 or 100 years old. It's time, they all say. It's not morbid to look forward to death when you know that you will live forever. That's faith. You know your life has reached its end. As one of my friends says, Pastor, I'm ready to go. I can't see, I can't walk, I can't hear, I can't really taste very much, I can't smell at all, and I can hardly talk. Pastor, isn't it time? Maybe pretty soon. But we climb through life as best we can. We go through trials and temptations here, don't we? We fail so many times. But God, faith in God causes us to cling to those branches. Some of the branches that we grab onto on this tree are rotten. Some of them are dried out and brittle and dead, and they snap off. We are weak, but the voice of the Holy Spirit says, hold on, don't let go. Keep climbing the tree. God gives us strength. Now, we put our trust not in our own climbing abilities because we know that's not it. It's the mercy of God and the strength of the Son of God. Jesus came into our world. The world didn't recognize him, but that didn't stop him from his mission. Jesus visited the world, and it killed him. What a fine welcome present for the Son of God. But God used that terrible thing to bring freedom to all people. So by faith in that act, the act of the Son of God giving himself over to death for us, we are forgiven. We are free. Now, Christmas trees are up. I suppose you probably got yours up in your home. Isn't that fun? I know it's maybe a little tedious as we get older to do all that, but remember when you were a child and mom or dad said, okay, it's time to decorate the Christmas tree? Did they let you help? Wasn't that exciting? Weren't you happy when that day came and you got to put the ornaments on the tree? Sure, it's exciting. It's a reminder of what we're longing for. We long for another tree. We long to climb this beautiful tree. This tree John saw a picture of in his vision of heaven. We heard this reading tonight from Revelation. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. And on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Jesus gives us permission to eat of that fruit, to take those leaves of healing. He says, to him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is the paradise of God. God is gracious to us in these two ways. First of all, moving that tree of life to heaven, so we couldn't touch it yet before he brought about the salvation of the world through his death and resurrection for us, and before he brought us saving faith in him in our lives, so we would not live as sinners here forever. But after coming into the world to save us by dying in our place, Jesus now invites us to eat of its fruit in the coming new world. much the same as we eat of the bread and wine tonight. But as God says, this is my body and blood for you. I gave it for you on the cross so that your sins are forgiven. Come, eat, believe, and you will live. Live forever. The tree of life was once here with us, but we will see it again in that other kingdom. In Advent, we pray all the more fervently, come, Lord Jesus, in his name and with his blessing. Amen.